to customers' homes and in its store parking lots. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Tesla is hoping to crack the electric car market in China, the world's largest car market. With more, here's Joe McConnell.
China's offering incentives to companies that produce lower-emission vehicles because pollution is so horrendous. But China doesn't allow foreign car makers to make and sell cars there, so Tesla is looking for a Chinese partner. CEO Elon Musk says making the cars in China for sale in China, instead of in California, where most are made now, would make them a lot more affordable for Chinese consumers. He thinks that could happen in 2 or 3 years. I'm Joe McConnell.
Outdoor sporting goods company REI will go dark on Black Friday. The company says its 143 stores will be closed on the biggest shopping day of the year. REI's CEO Jerry Stritzke says the day after Thanksgiving is the perfect time for people to remember that, quote, being outside makes our lives better. He also encourages the company's loyal customers to skip the sales and instead spend the day outdoors. People can even take to social media to talk about their Black Friday plans with the hashtag #OptOutside. It's against the law, but age discrimination is widespread in the U.S. job market. That's the finding of a new study out this week. The National Bureau of Economic Research study released yesterday says younger job applicants got called back at much higher rates than older workers. The study found it to be the case across a wide range of jobs, from administrative to sales, security, and janitors. The study says it's even worse for older women. The authors say it's particularly true in sales positions, where they found evidence of much stronger age discrimination for women than for men. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunter and HuntingChamber.com. I got my guest here. It's Greg DeSanctis, and he is from Raritan Valley Community College. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, loving the enjoyment of learning all about the extra things that are going on at our community college for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Greg is the director of the Honors Program over there, and we're going to learn a lot about it. So let's bring Greg in and find out all about it. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have you here, and we're going to learn about the Honors Program. So we usually start out with the simple stuff. Who are you? How did you get involved with Raritan Valley Community College?
Sure. I've been working at Raritan Valley for over 14 years now in a variety of roles, initially in the financial aid office, before I moved into academic advising. I was an advisor for about 5 years, and I was lucky enough to work with the New Jersey STAR students, which is a scholarship program for high-achieving high school graduates, students who graduate in the top 15% of their class and who choose to attend their home county college for free tuition throughout their 2 years. Mm-hmm. After working with this group for several years, the college decided to create an honors college, a separate cohort of students within Raritan Valley. Right. And I was fortunate enough to be asked, since I had been working with these high-achieving students already as a New Jersey Stars advisor, to coordinate the honors program with a faculty partner at Raritan Valley.
Wow.
We've now been doing this for 5 years, and we're in the midst of recruiting for our sixth cohort currently.
Wow. That's the beginning, right? So we're just talking about the honors program and how that got all started. But let's talk about Greg a little bit. How long you've been in Raritan Valley Community College?
I've been at Raritan for 14 years now.
Well,
and in advising and counseling specifically for 8.
Okay, and what was your aspirations prior to getting to Raritan Valley? What did you originally study for?
Well, actually, my story is a bit unique, and it's somewhat coincidental that I work at a community college now, given that it was not a clear career path for me. I went to college as a finance major with hopes of becoming a stockbroker. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. After a major change into human resources, I eventually got a degree in human resources.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work out after about 6 weeks on the job, so I'm a college graduate with a career that I don't really particularly enjoy. And after pit stops working part-time construction, and then eventually working for several years as a librarian, I found my way to Raritan Valley, fortunately, in a job in the financial aid office. So it kind of came full circle. I started out with a career hoping to be in finance, and fast forward about 10 years, and I have a job working in financial aid.
Wow.
And then I was fortunate enough once in financial aid to really find my calling, which was helping students and help them reach their goals and dreams.
Neat. Now, what's really interesting about that is that in my experience, and I've mentioned this on a couple of other shows as well, I've read that the students today are going to experience about 11 different career changes in their lifetime.
Yes.
And now we couple that with the fact that Raritan Valley Community College, the students that are going in there today usually don't have a set career path. They usually don't have it all figured out yet, and they're going there to try a couple of things out. There's more internship time programs now that are being available at RVCC and other places. So you're kind of a model for that situation. You get that experience.
Absolutely. When I advise students, I try to relate to them. That's the best way to advise somebody, is that you can share a connection to show them that you understand what they're going through.
Right.
And for them, they initially might see my title and assume perhaps I was one of those people who had life figured out from the time I was 10 years old, and I had a direct career path and knew exactly what I wanted all along.
Sure.
And once they hear a little bit about my struggles, my trying plan A, plan B, plan C, some ups and downs in my life to eventually get to a career that I'm well suited for, I think it gives them a calmness that allows them to realize they don't have to figure out life at 18.
They don't have to have an answer for everything.
It's an ongoing process to eventually reach, you know, to reach that perfect fit.
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right. So you've been through everything, and now you've come full circle, and we now are at RVCC. Let's go before college, though. What were you thinking of doing before you got into college? What was your initial...
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I prioritize AC, refrigerator, and network, you know, for the kids because they have the iPads and everything, you know. This humidity, it's unbelievable.
Rough weather in the Northeast Corridor, power being restored in several towns in Bergen County, New Jersey, including Teaneck. It also took outages from two other states, a home hit by lightning in New Rochelle, and several skyscrapers in New York City also hit, but no one injured. A former Wyoming, Michigan firefighter is suing the city over his firing. Thomas Saladino's attorney, Carrie Boylan, says Public Safety Director James Carmody overstepped his authority.
And someone tells him what to do, even if it's something he would have done anyway, he's going to retaliate because he wants to be the final arbiter of all decisions affecting all persons under the employ of the city of Wyoming.
USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the
master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Yesterday, Donald Trump ripped President Obama and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton on foreign policy. Terry Moore has more.
Campaigning in Ohio, Trump described the rise of ISIS.
The rise of ISIS is the direct result of policy decisions made by President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton.
Trump vowed to be smarter and tougher against terrorism and said he will implement a new immigration screening program to keep potential terrorists out.
I call it extreme vetting.
Meantime, Vice President Joe Biden campaigned with Clinton in Pennsylvania and said this about Trump.
This man is totally unqualified to be president.
Tornadoes in Indiana. Meteorologist Gary Best says
we could see as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain in some of the heavier showers and thunderstorms. Isolated spots could see 4 or more inches of rain.
This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Authorities say 19-year-old Florida State student Austin Haroof stabbed a husband and wife to death. His condition is deteriorating and is called grave. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder updates.
Our suspect's condition has deteriorated since this morning. He is in life-threatening condition, and whether he survives or not is not, whether he will ultimately survive is just not known. It is possible that he's ingested something that is causing some kind of intestinal problem. We're just not sure. I was there last night. I don't know that I've ever seen anything with this much violence, aggression in a homicide.
An update on that fire that we reported earlier in Little Ferry, New Jersey. Sarah Lee Kessler updates.
The fire broke out at a home on Washington Avenue at around 11:30 last night. Fire Lieutenant Chris Bull.
I heard a big pop. There was some type of explosion. Not sure if it came from the garage or the cars parked in the driveway. And the whole house was engulfed in flames.
Bull pulled several people out while 2 children, ages 5 and 6, were lowered to safety from windows. 2 women, plus one of the kids, rushed to the hospital with second and third degree burns. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
2 town halls tonight, one on Fox News with Donald Trump. It was taped last night in Milwaukee, and on CNN, Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
And good morning, and welcome to a new live edition of Modern Design. It is Wednesday, August 17th, and let's take a look at what today's weather brings us. Here in sunny Flemington, New Jersey, it's fair skies, about 80 degrees. It feels kind of good today, a lot less humidity. Humidity is actually at 60%, which is still a little high, but not the way it was. Today, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of slight thunderstorms with a low of 67. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 85. On Thursday night, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 65. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Looks like a nice beach day on Friday. Friday night, mostly clear, then a low of 68. On Saturday, what is it with our weekends? With Saturday, there's a chance of 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87 degrees. On Saturday night, there's a 30% of thunderstorms again with a low of 69. And on Sunday, there's a chance of thunderstorms, 30% with a high of 85. These weekends with the bad weather, I don't know what's happening in the summer. Well, good morning, and my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program here is Modern Design. We meet each Wednesday live here in studio in Flemington, New Jersey, talking about all things related to design, designing your home, your restaurant, your office, your space. That we have often have wonderful live guests on in studio, or we have a topic, and today is a topic day, and it's very relevant to something I'm going through. A lot of times I do publish a blog out there. If any of you are bloggers, sometimes life experiences are transmitted in what we do. And for me, media has a lot to do with what I'm going through at the time. And I had sort of an unfortunate incident in my home last week. In the middle of the night, a 80-foot tree came down and hit the portico in the front portion of my house. And what I've been going through this week is a lot of insurance claims and so on. But something I have talked about in Modern Design many times before is about outside curb appeal and the curb appeal of the front of your home. And lo and behold, when my 80-foot tree came down and I went to my front door, which was completely engulfed in leaves and acorns, is that when we removed the tree, I was like, ugh, look at this house. And so that's what I want to talk about today. My topic today is one that's very relevant because I do a lot of staging for realtors to get their houses sold, and that is outside curb appeal. And we're going to go through all the different phases today of from front to sides to back to your driveway to your mailbox of what you can do to make your house have more curb appeal, inexpensive and very realistic solutions to making your house look as great as it could. Okay, so we're going to take a few commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on 100 in Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years. I'm located right here in the heart of Flemington at the Circle, which is undergoing a little bit of work. And that is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I share my 2,500 square foot location with John McLean from Rogues to Riches, and we can offer you everything from accessories and small pieces of furniture, candles, gifts, artwork from different local artists. as well as wonderful area rugs that you can buy right off the floor, Broadloom carpeting, cork, different types of hardwood flooring, residential and commercial, and anything related to your home with flooring as well. So please come visit us at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo showroom. We're right by Ideal Tile, where California Grill used to be and hopefully will be again one day. Okay, so our topic today is outside curb appeal. And having had my experience last week of a tree falling, and a large, large tree falling in my front yard, and having hundreds of people, well, maybe exaggerating a little bit, but having tons of people, insurance people, tree people, all sorts of things going on this week, I was very stricken about, even in my own home, which I think I pay pretty good attention to, how maybe it could be better and things that I can do now that I have to do things to make my home look better. So one of the ways I'm going to tell people to do, which I do when they're going to sell their house, is let's start from the driveway in and work on the things that you can do inexpensively and effectively to improve your home. Or maybe just give you some ideas for thought today. The fall is coming. Maybe you want to change your shutter color or put shutters on the house or take the louvered off and put panel and so on. So let's start with the driveway. The driveway is the first thing that people see usually when they come up the street to your home. And one of the things that you want to be very conscious of is over time, due to the environment, the rain, the snow, the thawing, freezing, that most driveways are macadam or blacktop, and that over time cracks. There's underground springs. There's things that happen. So one of the things you want to take a look at is your driveway. And if you have a very cracked driveway or worn-out-looking driveway, there are a couple things that you can do inexpensively to make that look better. One is just a simple trick that I use when I'm doing a showing of a house. If you have a driveway and it doesn't look that terrific, about 15 minutes before you're going to have a house showing, if you have somebody coming up, take a garden hose and just hose down your driveway. A glistening, wet pavement just has a fresher look. It's as if it has been seal coated, and it makes the pictures of people come or people come with the driveway, it makes it look fresher. That being said, that's only a quick fix. What you want to do is if you have areas that need to be patched, you want to patch those areas first in the driveway. Make sure that the ends aren't crumbling or you have crumbling pieces of macadam coming off. You want to do a patch job first. And then you'll notice after you do a patch job, there'll be a difference in color of the driveway. So then what we want to do is seal coat. We want to seal coat our driveway every couple of years. My dad was always very good at that. I always remember him out with that, with the big push broom and the seal coat and going up and down the driveway. You want to seal coat your driveway or have your driveway professionally seal coated. We don't necessarily have to crumble it up and start from scratch. That's a big expense. But we do want to seal coat the driveway or get some estimates to have your driveway seal coated. A fresh driveway makes the house automatically look better. It makes the property look as it's been taken care of and will really give you a lift when you see how it looks on your house. The next thing is your mailbox. Most people don't consider their mailbox whatsoever. I do. I'm a mailbox kind of a guy. You want to look at your mailbox. And a couple things that you can do is you want your mailbox to reflect the style of home you have. Now, I have a very colonial home. It's pale yellow with white trim and black shutters and a front door, and it's lots of ivy. It's very traditional. So my mailbox, which I had a horrible mailbox when I bought the house, I went to a company called Walpole, and they are in northern New Jersey. The town escapes me right now. But if you Google Walpole, W-A-L-P-O-L-E, they have beautiful mailboxes and gates and things related to home pergolas. They're a little bit on the pricey side, but they really have wonderful stuff. They are in Morris County, I will remember before the end of the broadcast. And they have wonderful mailboxes. And I opted to do a mailbox through Walpole that had a beautiful white painted pole, cedar pole, nice quality wood, and then a black mailbox. And the white ties into all my trim. There's a lot of trim on my house because there's a lot of windows. And the black is the color of my shutters and door. And the look of my mailbox post, it very much is traditional and goes with the look of my house. I was working on a house, a contemporary house in Hunterdon County, and the couple have a beautiful contemporary house done very well. Everything is brand new. And then I would drive up to this sort of white painted Victorian mailbox with all sorts of she had it hand painted at the time with wisteria, with purple vines and so on. I'm thinking, what is with the mailbox? And she had told me that she had come from a house in North Edison, New Jersey, and that house was Victorian. So she had this beautiful mailbox done, and she loved it so much, she brought it to her new home. And it's funny that you sort of, we take stuff for granted that we see every day. I say that all the time. I say most people are very busy, and they come in, they go in their garage door if they have a garage attached to the house, and they don't even really look because you, and we all do this. It's just like, you know, it's like anything else. Over time, you just forget. And I said, you know, your mailbox is Victorian and your house is contemporary. So we took the existing mailbox, and all of you can do this, and we just took the pole that was there, and we painted the pole of the mailbox sort of a gunmetal gray. And then we took the box off itself and went to a local home improvement store. I think it was Lowe's in that case. And we got a wonderful mailbox that had sort of a copper look to it. And so she has this terrific copper mailbox with a very straight gunmetal gray base. That was it. I think maybe we spent under $80 to do everything with the paint and the mailbox. And now you drive up and you get the impression, and in this case the house is far from the road, you get the impression from the entrance that you're going to see a very modern, nice, contemporary house. And it flows. And that's how your mailbox should be. Your mailbox sets the pace for what you see when you go up the driveway. So now we have a wonderful driveway that's been renovated, that's been seal-coated. We have a mailbox that's new and fresh-looking. It's not broken. I know many of you have your mailbox through the winter goes through heck, and you really need to change that. Change out your mailbox. It makes a difference. A shiny new mailbox looks terrific at the front entrance. The next area that we want to talk about is any sort of plantings at the base of your driveway. It's kind of nice to soften your landscape if you add some shrubs. And one of the things that I've been very successful with is I love ornamental grasses. Coming from Hunterdon County or anywhere in the state of New Jersey these days, deer are unbelievably all over the place. And the one thing about grasses is the deer don't go near them. They are pretty much foolproof. They're easy to grow in any sort of environment, sun, shade, what have you. And they're nice for the entrance of a property to add some ornamental grasses. You can get them in your home improvement store. You can go to any nursery and get grasses. There are all sorts of price ranges. There are dwarf grasses that don't get much bigger, and there are grasses that continue to grow. In a house that I lived in a couple of years ago, I used something called a zebra grass, and that grass has sort of a it's a green grass, but it has sort of striations of yellow in it and kind of has almost like a zebra look to it. And I did them at the entrance of my property, and it really was beautiful. It added a lot to it. The thing with some of the grasses is you want to see how they grow, because some grasses continue to grow and grow, and then you have to split them. The house that I'm currently in, there were grasses on the property, but they had become too big. So what I did is I had them transplanted because grasses are quite hardy. And I have a courtyard on the side of my house, and I split all the grasses, and I created a privacy area, a garden that was flanked by grasses. And then I have a fountain and a sort of a courtyard there, which is really nice, and it's blocked off from the driveway. So grasses are good for borders, and they're very hardy. You can split them. They come in different colors. I used a grass in a project I was working on with a lady who loved orange. It was an orange Shasta grass and had sort of orange plumes in the middle when it bloomed. And grasses do different things at different times of the year. When the fall comes, sometimes the grasses change. They get shoots. They do different things. So grasses are wonderful at the base of a property. Okay, we're going to take our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Again, my name is Rich Scuderi. If you're just tuning into our program, we're almost 2 years into this. Wow, it goes by really quick. I love bringing you wonderful ideas each week, and often they're related to things that I'm working on in my own business. I am located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. I share my space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and we have over 2,500 square foot of things for you to look at, wonderful rugs, beautiful pieces, small pieces of furniture, artwork, wonderful prices. We have china, we have dishes, we have giftware, wonderful prices, and a great selection, so come check us out. Phone number to reach Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We are doing a wonderful thing now that I started a little while ago, but it's really taken off, and that's sort of a one-shot deal, where some people maybe don't have the budget to have a professional eye decorator come in, but they want some general sense. I've created a one-shot deal. It's a coupon that I run. It's on my website, and you can call our office and ask for it. For $199, we will come out to your house. We'll go through all the rooms in your house, and you can ask as many questions as you like. We'll go through each room, and we'll give you general ideas that you can work on yourself. That's been very successful for us. It helps people that are working on a budget, or also people that are just do-it-yourselfers but want an outside eye. It is $199 plus tax. I must do 2 to 3 of them a day, and they're a wonderful way of getting an outside or a trained eye to sort of help you be a jump start, to be a catalyst to get your projects done. Of course, if you want to go further and do other things with us, like painting or maybe a new backsplash, or have your floors refinished, or have some drapes made from our workroom, we can do everything that you need. But the $199 one-off to come take a look at, just a one-shot to take a look at decorating, give you wonderful ideas that you can leave with, or, you know, an action plan for you, is a wonderful way to go. Again, to reach me at Maven Hill, it's 908-884-0770, and I'd be glad to come out to your home and take a look and give you ideas. Well, today's topic happens to be outside curb appeal. We talked about making sure that your driveway was seal coated and looking smart. We talked about the mailbox, making sure that the mailbox was updated, not broken, and that the mailbox reflects what the house is going to look like. We talked about the perimeter of your property, maybe adding some ornamental grasses or some shrubs at the edge of your property just to look finished. Another shrub I like, we talked a lot about ornamental grasses, but I also like boxwoods. Boxwoods are also kind of impervious to deer. They are susceptible to the weather. They're not as hardy as grasses are, but boxwoods are wonderful. They can form beautiful shapes, and they're very architectural. Most people say they don't like the smell of them. I kind of do. And at the edge of your property, if you sort of edge it with some boxwoods, it sort of denotes where your property begins, and it's kind of an elegant look. As they grow, they can be shaped into a hedge or a bush, and or they can be sort of very sculptural. You can shape them, and they stay emerald green. The other thing is, you have to be very careful in the winter, especially when they're younger, because they're susceptible to frost. So sometimes you'll see people at the edge of their property, they'll have them wrapped in the burlap. I've never done that. I've been in my property 11 years. One I had to replace, but pretty much they after they get to a certain point, or if they're in a shallow bed where they're sort of protected, you're pretty good with them. So that's another thing that we can take a look at. The next time we talk, we're going up our driveway, and we want to take a look at our front lawn. What does our front lawn look like? You know, we do get our Often we mow our lawns, we get our lawns mowed, but did you ever take a look at your lawn? Is your lawn lawn, or is it crabgrass and all sorts of other things growing in your grass? Take a look at your grass. Maybe we want to fertilize. Maybe we want to get a grass professional in to say, okay, some of my grass is weeds. It's not really all consistently grass. A beautiful fresh lawn is unbelievable at what it does to the look of a house. So something that you want to maintain. And you want to maintain your lawn. You want to make sure that you edge your property nicely and that you don't overcut your grass so it dries out. So you want to make sure that your front lawn is pristine. That is the hallmark of a home looking that it's well maintained, is if we have grass that looks quite good. The next thing that I want to talk about is a thing that I see at almost every property I go to. Again, I do a lot of staging for realtors. I, in fact, am a realtor and have had my license since 1988. I was thinking, wow, boy, have I had that for a long time. So I've had my license for a long time, but I use it for my design business. It keeps me abreast of what's happening, what's selling, what's not selling, and so that when I do work on people's houses, I am always conscious of making decisions that are good for them financially. Having said that, the consistent thing I see at people's houses is they let their shrubs get overgrown. And when shrubs get overgrown, they get very leggy, and they make the house look terrible. There is typically a point in someone's property where they're going to eventually have to push. The shrubs will mature so much that you're just going to have to take them out and you're going to have to start over again. And often I have to do that and put in shrubs that are befitting the home. The worst thing you can have is a property where it's sort of overgrown. The shrubs are just too big. In fact, what I realized when the tree fell and then the tree was removed is I have to do that. I have a couple of shrubs that I really love. I even have a small magnolia tree. It's just gotten too big for the space. I don't know if I can save it. But at some point in your lifespan of your home, you're going to have to change out your shrubs. The easiest thing to do is maintain them, and that is look at your front of your house or the side of your house or the back of your house and keep the shrubs low. Sometimes you feel like you don't want to cut them because you have beautiful leaves, they're blooming and so on, but you do want to cut back your shrubs significantly at the end of the season so that they form a wonderful shape. And, you know, we want to be conscious of this, that they're not overgrown and that the spacing of them is right. I've seen a lot of times where shrubs are just, they've grown together and then the spacing looks terrible. The other thing that you want to talk about is your beds. In years past, a lot of people were using Pacasandra in their beds, which was kind of nice because there was no maintenance. But you have to be very careful with that because that can get very sloppy and then there's shoots all over the place. It's a lot of maintenance, but I find what looks best for the front of a home is to have a bed that has wonderful dark mulch in it. So if you have your shrubs and they've been maintained and they're not too big and you have a wonderful dark mulch, it can look really finished and really nice. And I used to use a sort of a brown mulch, but then I discovered dyed black mulch. And when I first saw the bags, I thought, well, my God, this looks like, you know, discarded tires or something. And then, I know, somehow I bought the wrong one or they only had the black, and I tried the black. And I tell you, it was like an epiphany for me. Because when you open a bag of mulch within a couple of hours or you have it delivered, within a couple of hours it oxidizes and it automatically gets lighter right away. Well, my black mulch, which I painstakingly spread over 3 days, like overnight it went from black to a rich dark coffee brown, and it stayed that way for the entire season. When I would start with the brown mulch, by the end of August it kind of looked sort of worn out and gray. So I'm a big fan of the dyed black mulch. So you have that nice contrast. And it really shows in pictures if you're going to sell your house or just in general when you use a very dark mulch. So I would recommend that as well. I don't like the red. I don't like the other colors of mulch. But the dyed black mulch turns a rich coffee brown, and that's another little trick to make your outside have wonderful curb appeal. The next thing is something that everybody has a problem with is very important, specifically when you're staging your house to sell. Or just you're having company, you're having a big party, maybe you're having a home wedding and you want the house to look great, and that is have your windows cleaned. It is very hard to clean the outside of your windows. There's always streaks. I've never been able to do it. But, you know, there are a lot of window cleaners. You can Google window cleaners in your area that will come out and give you estimates. And these days, everybody's price competitive. And get your windows cleaned. What a difference. You know, a lot of times windows are just dirty and they look as if they cloud up. They look as if they have broken seals, as if the window has to be replaced. And in fact, it's often not the case. It's just that you have dirty windows. So clean windows, specifically in the front of your house, but throughout your house, clean windows make a really big difference. They sparkle. Not only do they make the outside of the house look better, they make the inside of the house look better. So something you can always do. Then you want to look at the trim on your house. Most trim, unfortunately, is still wood. I'm sort of susceptible to that. I have a lot of wood trim on my house. And when you have wood trim, you also have rot. And you want to be conscious of your wood trim. Every spring, when you start to open up everything outside again, take a look at your wood trim. Does it need to be filled? Does it need to be painted? Does it need to be replaced? You know, over time, if you have wood trim, it's going to have to be replaced. There are some wonderful products out there. AZEK is one of them, which is wonderful, which looks like wood, but doesn't have the maintenance that regular wood does. But if you can't afford that, we just want to take a look at our wood trim and make sure it doesn't have to be filled, see if there's any cracks, and then you want to have a fresh coat of paint. I am very a big advocate on trim of a house being white. I'm a big fan of white trim. And in my career, I've sort of gone from early on, most people liked off-white trim on their house when I first started about 20 years ago. So I was doing a lot of linen white, actually, outside and inside as a trim color. And then I sort of evolved to white. I like Benjamin Moore, Sherman Williams, white semi-gloss trim on the house. And then I guess about 2 years ago, when the color started to lighten up and there were a lot of grays coming into the scene, I looked at white, and then I looked at super white, which is a whiter white than white. That's a lot of whites. And I thought, wow, super white is really a good color. That white has almost sort of a bluish tone to it, but if you look at a super white, it isn't any brighter, but it doesn't have any additives to it. It's sort of a pure white. And when you have that, and then you have a paint color that's very light, it sort of substantiates the paint color. Contrast is drama. So let's say your house is a very light gray. If you have a white trim, there's not as much contrast as if you do a super white trim. It sort of shows depth of the house. And trim is beautiful. Trim is like jewelry for the house. So what you want to do is, in my opinion, I like Benjamin Moore's super white semi-gloss for trim on your house. And I think that's a wonderful way to go. But a bright color trim and freshly painted trim, even if you're not able to paint the rest of the house, always makes the house pop. In fact, last week I did just trim on a house in Bedminster. We did the trim in the deck and we painted, and what a difference. Peeling trim or dirty trim, you want to power wash first and then paint, and try that Benjamin Moore Super White and see what you think. It's wonderful. Then we want to talk about shutters on your house. Does your house have shutters? You know, I've been to many houses that really could use shutters. It adds another level, another dimension, allows you to bring another color in. It's really a great accessory. So maybe you can add shutters. Maybe you want to add shutters just around the front door or the front fascia of your house. But shutters make a big difference. And also what kind of shutter you have. A lot of times I see houses that have vinyl or just even clapboard siding, and then they have what's called louvered, or the shutters that have that the sort of look of louvers to them. It's kind of nice visually if you have a siding, whether it be aluminum siding or vinyl siding or regular wood siding, to have a panel shutter. And the difference between a panel shutter and a louvered shutter is a panel shutter is solid. And it's a nice complement to the eye if you have a surface. And in Hunterdon County and throughout New Jersey, we have many shingled houses that have those wonderful horizontal lines. So when you have a louver, it kind of breaks that up a little bit. When you have a panel, it's nice and solid. It goes around the window, and it's a better look. So maybe you take a look at your shutters and say, oh, yeah, we have white louvered shutters, and we have a off-white house or a beige house, and it just looks blah. Well, you take those shutters off, and you get replace them with panel shutters, and now we have a nice black panel or a dark green panel or a navy blue panel shutter against the off-white house. Wow, it really pops. And shutters, again, are an opportunity to bring some color in. So there are colors, that I think work very well on houses. When you're looking to pick up a color palette to the house, I always say drive around your neighborhood. Take a drive. Bring your phone with you and take some pictures. Just don't get caught, because people will be running down the street while you're taking a picture of my house. But I know many people that do that, and I send people out to do that, and I do that all the time. I'm very conscious of beautiful color combinations on a home and curb appeal, you know, for my business and for myself. You know, if you see a house that's wonderful, take a picture of it. Take a note of the colors. I can't tell you how many people come to me with their phone and they say, I saw this house in Maplewood. I saw this house in Flemington. I saw this house in Princeton. Look at this color combination. Can we copy something like that? So be conscious of things. A lot of times people hire me just to come to pick a color palette for the outside of their house. And there's some things that you want to keep in mind when you're doing a color combination for the outside of the house. One of the things you want to take a look at is how the house sits on the property. Is it a southern exposure? Is it a northern exposure? Does it get a lot of light? Does it not get a lot of light? That's very important in picking a color, because color and design is a sense of balance. So if you have a house that's also very shaded and has a lot of trees around it, you don't want to pick a very dark, bland color. When I purchased my house is in 5 acres of woods, and the house was painted a battleship gray. And because of all the trees, even though it's a sunny property, it was not the right color for the house. You needed to create, and it was far from the road, so you wanted to create some brightness. So I went from a dark battleship gray to a wonderful color called English Ivory. It's a custom mix color, but it's a warm, soft, creamy yellow with white trim and black shutters. And that was, for me, a wonderful contrast for that house. Would that work on my neighbor's house? No, not really, because of the style of the house, because how it sits on the road, and how it looks, and the architecture of the house. In fact, I do some work on my neighbor's homes, and my neighbor to the right of me, I changed her house, and we painted it a color called Nantucket Gray, which was a wonderful gray-green. Their house was closer to the road, gets full sun, and we brought it down to sort of a wonderful sort of gray-green with a brick red on the front door, and the shutters, which tied into all their brickwork on the foundation and the walls. And it really, in fact, it was in an ad for Minwax, the deck, and the shots of the house were great because it was really the right colors. So you want to pick colors for your house, not just say, oh, I always wanted to have a navy blue house, and then you paint it, but you want to pick colors for a house that are right for its environment. Again, does it have a lot of trees around it? Is it close to the road? Is it not close to the road? Is it a contemporary? Is it a traditional house? Is it a farmhouse? And you want to do colors that are appropriate. In one of my previous houses, my neighbors had a barn on their property, and their barn was a really pretty dark green color. And I always loved the green barn. I would tell people, turn at the green barn. And then new people bought it, and they made their barn brown. They painted it brown, and it just looked terrible. It wasn't a good barn color. But then it turned over again recently, and they made it the traditional sort of barn red. And boy, does that house look great. The barn on the property, just with the house is stone, and then you have that barn red at the corner where the barn is. It just really complements it, and it really looks wonderful. So you want to pick colors wisely. You want to go around your neighborhood. You want to take a look at what's out there, what you like, take pictures of it, write notes. We don't have to do things overnight. We want to do things well, and then work on some color combinations. I can give you some general suggestions. I won't be able to go through the exact colors with you, but some color combinations that I have done recently that I like. For the most part, and I will say something that people probably don't like, I do not like white houses. And I'll tell you why I don't like white houses. It's because a white house, there's no definition between the exterior of the house and the trim. I say white is a trim color. For both Sherwin-Williams and Benjamin Moore, they have shades of white as their color of the year. But they're not showing them so much as wall colors as they are trim colors, or for pieces of furniture and so on. And white is a beautiful thing. I love white. But you want to reserve white for your trim color. Make your trim in your house wonderful, super white, and then pick a body color. So I like colors of nature for homes for the most part. Some of my most popular colors for exteriors of homes is, of course, grays, all the wonderful grays that they have out there, or earth tones. I do a lot of taupe houses with black shutters. That's a very popular outdoor combination. I do lots of gray houses with black shutters. I do lots of gray houses with sort of a teal blue. That's a combination I'm seeing a lot of now, where people will paint the body of the house a mid-tone gray, white trim, and then they'll pop the front door with a sort of a blue-green color and put that on the shutters as well. With the taupe, I'm seeing a lot of taupe and black together. I'm doing a lot with navy blue. Navy blue continues to be one of my personal favorites, but also a popular color. So if we pick a nice rich taupe with white trim, I'm putting navy blue on the doors and the trim, and that's always a wonderful combination. I'm not doing too much as far as greens are concerned, as far as both the house being green on the outside, a dark green that is, but I am using gray greens. Nantucket gray is sort of a soft gray green I'm using a lot, and that works very well with the reds or with black for shutters. I'm doing sort of olive colors when I'm doing green, and that works well with browns. I did a house in northern New Jersey, and I actually sort of copied or stole an idea I saw. There was a sort of a light olive house with white trim, and they painted the shutters sort of a really rich brown. And that sounds very dated. No, it looked really fresh and really beautiful. It was a really nice combination together. Earth colors really look nice on houses. But you want to keep in mind one thing, which I haven't mentioned yet. You have to take a look at your roof. If you have a gray roof, a charcoal gray roof, you can do almost anything. If you have a light gray roof, not so much. You're going to have to work with the light. You're going to have to balance it with a color that works with that, that's darker, so that the roof doesn't look weak. And then if you have a brown roof, you're even much more limited. I had a couple that came to me, and they said they want to paint their house. Now can I help them with colors? And they just put a new roof on the house, and they made it sort of a light brown color. And then they wanted to use a gray for the house. I'm like, that's not going to work. If you're either gray based or you're brown based. And if you do a light brown or a brown roof, you're more limited to your colors. Having said that, probably the most popular colors in New Jersey are tans and taupes still. Gray is certainly coming up because people are switching to gray. A lot of tan and taupe houses out there. What's nice about a tan or taupe house, you really could do anything as far as your door and shutters are concerned. There is a new trend right now with painting, is that people are really, all of a sudden, I would say even the past year, going to very bright colors for just their front door. So let's say you have a tan house or a gray house and you have black shutters. People are taking away that black door and then they're popping it with a color. I think three houses so far this year since the spring, I've painted their front door a shade of orange. Orange front doors are very popular, especially with the younger crowd and more contemporary or transitional looking properties. They want to make them look less formal. They want to make them look a little bit hip, and we're painting out a bright color. So orange is one that I've done three times. I did a house in Summit, and it was a tan house with a brown shutter. We took that away. We made it sort of a charcoal, Kindle charcoal for the body with white trim. And then we did a pop of orange at the front door. And it sounds a little odd, but it really looks nice. Nice new landscaping, great pots, and really looks nice. Another combination that I like a lot with a pop is a lime green at the front door, a really bright citrus, appley lime green. And I did paint a house in mid-tone gray, Stonington gray with white trim. These are Benjamin Moore colors. And I popped the front door with a sort of an apple green. What a nice combination together. Another nice combination that you might want to try is yellow. Yellow is definitely back. Yellow was very in when we were very traditional in the 90s, and then yellow kind of went out, went more towards the browns. Now that we're with the grays, the yellow has come back, and it's a great pop color for a house. Another combination that I like is a mid-tone or a dark gray house with white trim, and then a pop of yellow, a really beautiful, rich, creamy yellow at the front door. It can look really, really wonderful. Again, when it comes to earth tone houses, houses that are tans and taupes, I love to put navy blue and taupe, navy blue and brown, navy blue and tans really look nice together. And most people, when I approach navy, because for such a long time we've been into the burgundies and the greens, when I say navy to people, like, ooh, I never thought about navy. I remember about 7 years ago, I was working with a woman in Mendham, New Jersey, and she had a burgundy dining room. And I said, you know what, let's try something different. Let's try something very fresh. I said, I know you have noticed that you have a lot of pieces that were blue and white. She had a lot of Judaica because she had a lot of pieces that were of China and stuff that were blue. I said, the burgundy's not doing anything for what you have. Why don't we come up with a new custom color? And I went into her China closet and pulled out a beautiful blue bowl that she had. And then I did the dining room in a rich navy, and she was blown away by it. She said, "Well, I never thought of navy for the dining room." Same holds true for people all the time when I say, "Why don't we try navy as your shutter color?" And most people just don't think of navy as their shutter color. So if you have a light gray house and you do navy front door and shutters, beautiful. You have taupe or tan. Probably the best combination you can have if you have taupe or tan is taupe or tan house, white trim, and a navy front door and shutters. Beautiful, beautiful combination together. Greens, we're not seeing a lot of hunter greens anymore. They seem to be very much out, but they'll come back again. It's a nice color to come back again. But what I am seeing are gray greens, Nantucket gray, olive, those colors are wonderful. Best on smaller homes or cottage-style houses. A greenhouse is quite beautiful. And then you can pair them with black. You can pair them with chocolate brown. You can pair them with sort of a wine color, a washed wine color, or a brick red is very nice with a cottage color, or a dark charcoal gray is very nice with green. But make sure that your green isn't a bright green. It's more of a muted gray-green, and that's another nice combination together. Color carries. So certain colors you want, if your property is very close to the street, you don't want a very bright color on your house. But if your property is way back, then certain colors carry. Yellow is a color that's going to carry from a distance. The red tones are something that are going to carry from a distance. So you want to keep that in mind when you're picking the exterior colors of your house. The next thing I want to talk about is the front door itself. What does your front door look like? Does it allow enough light to come in? Do you have side lights? A front door can really change the look of a home. If you ever go to my website, you'll see on it I have a door on there, which I like a lot. When someone has no side lights on their house and they have no light coming in, you need to put some lights or some windows into the front door. And the door that I like a lot is that sort of six-light front door, so that the lights are higher, and then there are six windows, if you will, in the top. That's a terrific-looking door in a house that doesn't have any side lights. So I change, particularly older houses or very traditional houses that don't have a side light, I've changed a lot to that door. I don't like frosted glass. I like clear glass on front doors, but a six-light front door, you can certainly Google that, of the shape, is a wonderful shape for a front door. It brings natural light into your foyer, but also the light is higher up, so there's a privacy factor with that. If you do happen to have side lights, then I like a solid front door. I happen to like a six-panel front door if you have a traditional house. With wonderful side lights, and that's another nice combination. And then also a transom or a window over the top of your door is kind of nice because it brings the eye up, and it's a great look. But we also want to talk about what you can do to your door to dress it up. I love a knocker at a front door. I think it adds value to the door in addition to a doorbell to have a knocker. And also it's a place for you to be able to put wreaths on the front door. So I love a knocker on a front door. And I also like a kick plate on the front door. If you have a traditional house, I always do knock kick plates and knockers. And you don't necessarily have to do shiny brass. You can do sort of a matte brass. You can do an oil rub bronze. You can do a nickel. You can do a silver finish, depending upon the style of your house. But having some metal on the front door that ties into the hardware is a wonderful combination to dress your door up. Again, it's like jewelry for your house. You have you put a new door on your house, you give it a great coat of paint. Don't stop there. Put a nice knocker on the front door. They have all sorts of knockers that you can take a look at, different shapes, different styles. They can be whimsical. They can be anything you want them to be. They can be very traditional. They can be shiny. They can be matte. But that makes a big difference. And a kick plate on a door, specifically a traditional home, having a kick plate, brass, nickel, and so on, makes the door look finished. It makes it look wonderful. So we're really quickly coming to the end of our segment. I think I could talk about outdoor curb appeal for days. The last thing I want to leave you with is your pots. Get some wonderful pots that tie into the house. I did pots for a house in Short Hills, and we went with sort of a wonderful cobalt blue, which is not a color that most people think of. And I do their pots for them seasonally. And we did the flowers for the summer. We did the Bolin shades of orange. What a wonderful combination, sort of that cobalt blue with orange. And then when the fall comes and I change their pots out, I'm going to do mums for them. We're going to do all shades of orange and mums, and then I'm going to do sort of a Shasta grass in the center of the pots. Sometimes I put seasonally, I put different things in their pots. In the early spring, I'll use the orange and so it contrasts with the blue of the pot. And I'll do pansies and orange, and I keep that combination together. Something just as simple as the right plantings in a pot can really make a house pop and look beautiful and really give you curb appeal. And that's what it's all about, just being cognizant of what's out there. Go to your garden center. Look for things that are a little bit unusual. Many of us are fortunate enough to have a house, but we want to make our house special. We want to make our house stand out. Take a look at the architecture of your house. And drive around, get ideas, go on the internet, and then do things that really make your house stand out. Curb appeal is, makes us feel good, and when we go to sell our house, curb appeal is what's going to get that done. All right, well, we're at the end of another segment. Thank you for continuing to support Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I really enjoy doing this. And next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest. I will confirm that and then get that out on social media. And until I see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, have a terrific week, everybody, and a good weekend. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I am going to ask my senior officials to sign an agreement not to accept speaking fees from corporations with a registered lobbyist for 5 years after leaving office.
He went on to say he will stop officials from trading favors for cash. That's what Hillary Clinton was doing. Meanwhile, while campaigning in Philadelphia, Hillary Clinton told supporters that you have to be level-headed and need a steady hand.
What he often says hurts us. It sends the wrong message to friend and foe alike in the world.
Ford Motor Company says it will have driverless cars in the ride-hailing fleets by 2021. This is USA Radio News. News 24/7 at usaradio.com.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also